connected with a part of kind. Kind is the symbol of cleverness, of doing isha adama. And that's what we are supposed to be connected with earth. We are supposed to be connected with the body. The neshama is not by itself. Kind is selfishness, cleverness. But everything is for him, not for nobody else. He doesn't care for God. He doesn't care for his brother. He cares only for himself. And eventually, it looks like those people who live like this live it, like Cain. But eventually, they vanish. And they don't go to the same place where the tzaddikim go, of course. So what are we supposed to do? Shit! There is a third son. And this son is the combination of Hevel and Cain together. The same way Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Avram is right, the right side, chesed, mercy, goodness. Yitzchak is power, gvura, cleverness. And Yaakov is the combination of both. And that's what we need to get. That's the middle line. We have three lines, right, left, and middle. And the system is take the right with the left, when the right controls, of course, not the left. The neshama has to control, not the body. And when the neshama takes the body and controls, then we have the results. When a man takes a woman and they get together, we have results. When a man takes a man, there is no result. When a woman takes a woman, no result. Only when a man takes a woman, there is a result. And the same way as it is in the physical part, side, the same way is the spiritual side. That's the lesson for us. To understand that we need the whole creation in order to create the completeness, the fulfillness, the whole, the... And that's exactly what we're learning in our parsha. The world was destroyed because everybody was enjoying himself. They had beautiful life. They had no illnesses. Nobody got old. At the age of 500 and 600, they were like 20. Enjoying parties every night, every day. Healthy food. Healthy environment. They were perfect. They were creation of God.
What? This before Noah?
No. Yes. The generation of Noah.
I thought that when they ate the apple, Kilo, they ate from the...
Yes.
Then they begin to have illness and die and everything.
No. They died at the age of 900, 700, 600.
Only after
the flood it started to shrink. There is a story about this, but we want to understand what happened there. What happened there is very simple. They had it too good. Imagine to yourself a perfect world. They said, well, why do we need God? For water? We have a lot of water. So why do we need God? And you know, when you have it so good, you look for other fulfillment.
That's why we need the contradiction, the contrary, like the Yetzer Hara with the nefesh.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. That's where we're
going
to.
And the light with the dark. Exactly. And
that's what he said. Bereshit bara Elokim et hashamayim ve'et haaretz. Or v'choshech, light and darkness, day and night, male and female. That's the whole idea. In order to fulfill our mission in life, we have to get the male with the female. and bring results. So it's the Korah is called Pruvu. A man takes a woman and they bring children. But the same way in the spiritual world, you take the right side with the left side, combine them together, and then you have the good results. As long as the right side controls. Yes.
That's providing that they themselves are good people. I mean, Hashem is controlling
creation, to be good,
not with everyone.
To be good is the fight. As I said, you see, Hevel was too good. Or in other words, he was the man who wanted to do, he loved God, that's why he brought him the best stuff. When he, it's like, see, when you get a present from somebody, the test is very simple. What do you love? Do you love the present, or you love the one who gave you the present?
You love the one who gave you the present.
If you love the present, what are you?
For me?
Ungrateful.
Ungrateful, selfish. But if you love the one who gives you the present, that's a different story. So when God gives us everything, so what should we love? What he gives us, or to love God?
The key is to recognize that Hashem is giving it.
First thing. Then when I realize that everything is from God, what do I love? Why do I pray? God, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me. That's what I pray.
No.
I have to understand. I love you, God. I want to get closer to you. That's the main thing. And if you give me a present, it makes me not to love the present, to love you more. And as long as it happens, works like this, God is going to give us more and more presents.
Do you know why I love God? When I give 1 inch, he gives me the whole mile. When I want to do something, I give him 1 inch and he gives me the whole mile. That's why I love God.
That's what we say. Our mission is to first of all realize and understand that God gives us everything. And when it's too good, be very careful. Because that's exactly why the flood came. They got so corrupt that the corruption was everywhere. So God destroys the worlds and rebuilds it and starts it again with Noah. Now, who is this guy Noah? As we say, first of all, he has the power that with all the bad around him, he still stands as a tzaddik and is successful with raising a family, a normal family. That one of those, that family is Shem, which Avraham Avinu came from him, Yitzchak and Yaakov, and we. But there are people that talk about Noach in a bad way. By the way, bad way. How can you talk badly on Noach when the Kodesh Baruch Hu himself says Tzadik Tamim? What?
Wasn't an Avraham.
He wasn't Avraham. That's what they say. Why wasn't he an Avraham? Why wasn't he an Avraham?
Avraham didn't want to destroy the land and he argued with God. He didn't argue, he just followed him.
So they say a story. Well, it's like.
And he didn't try to change anybody. He just.
You know, that's what you say, the tzaddik in Pels. You know what's a tzaddik in Pels?
In Pels?
In Pels.
Someone who only cares for himself.
It's cold, so he takes his big coat, pelts, fur coat,
and
puts himself, and now he is very warm. But all the others are cold. But there is a different tzaddik. This tzaddik brings, how do you call it, a heater. And now everybody is hot. You don't have to suffer, but you have to think about others. So they say Avraham Avinu is the heater, and Noach is the tzaddik in Pels. But it's not so true, because if we look, imagine to yourself, this guy is being ordered by God to build the ark. How many years does he build it?
120
years. Imagine to yourself, this guy standing there, building, knocking, ding, ding, for 120 years. People pass by, don't they ask him what you're doing?
Of course they do.
Of course they ask. Doesn't he answer them? Of course he does. In other words, he's not exactly the tzaddik in Pels anymore. Because God gave him a job. And in this job is involved talking with people. People going to ask you what you're doing. It's very strange what you're doing. And they, of course, laughed at him. See, this old man, stupid old man, for 100 years already is building this thing, telling us, God is going to bring a flood. It's a joke. Laughing at him, but he's going on. Everybody's laughing at him, but he's going on. So he's not exactly, let's say, protected as he was in the beginning, with no connection with everybody around him. Because now he is. Because he stands there in the middle and builds an ark. So Noah, after he builds the ark, goes in it. And when he comes out of the ark, it's a different Noah. Suddenly he's not Noach ish tzadik tamim. He is not otcha ra'iti tzadik lefanai. He is Noach ish ha'adama. The man of the soil. What happened? What happened to this tzadik? That suddenly got so low, this is being called the man of the soil, the man of earth. Imagine to yourself, for hundreds of years, going through hell, living in a corrupt environment, and fighting it all the time, 120 years building this ark. And now, everything is destroyed. So, there is no evil in the world. No evil. We're starting everything from the beginning. So Noach thinks to himself, now I can rest. But we know another one who wanted to rest, and what happened? Bikesh Yaakov leshev b'shalva, kafatz alav rugzo shel Yosef. When Yaakov wanted to sit and enjoy life, the whole story with Joseph started. And the Gemara says, the Midrash says, "Lo dayam letzadikim scharam ba'olam haba, rotzim leshev b'shalva ba'olam hazeh." Not enough the reward that is waiting for them in the next world. They want to sit here and enjoy life. Here you have a job to do. You cannot sit around. And by the way, it's very important to understand. You know, we went through the Yom Tovim, and sometimes we think to ourselves, "Okay, now we are 100%. And what do? We go back exactly to what we did before. Like nothing happened. We think to ourselves, we did our job. What? We went through Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Sos Hanorah, Basim Ches Torah. Enough! We gave our prayer to God, now we can rest. But what Noach is teaching us, that's not the time to rest. When you have to restart, when you have to start again, you have to do, you have to work, you have to get yourself in hands and do things. You cannot sit and as we said, that's our job now. The simple days, the day-by-day life, that's the job. That's why we went through the whole procedure. And now to realize something else. Do you remember what we said in the beginning? Why did God destroy the world? Because everything was corrupt and evil. Yes? Okay. Now why is God keeping the world after the Mabul, after the flood? Let's see what the Torah is telling us. Pasuk 21, Perek Chet. Perek 8, Pasuk 21. Before we read this Pasuk, you know what? This is another interesting point. What is the first thing Noach is doing when he gets out of the ark?
Vineyard.
That's what we all think.
He spent all that time with the animals and everything. He wanted some more.
Okay. So the first thing he's doing is a vineyard. Yes?
Yeah.
That's what you think?
That he planned, yes.
Yes? Yes. You're wrong. What did he do?
He built an altar.
The first thing is thanking God. We all so involved in Noah being like that's it, he finished, he's a shikur, he drank wine. So we forget for a minute that we're talking about a tzaddik. The first thing he does when he gets out of the ark is the pasuk before. Pasuk 20. Vayiven Noach mizbeach le'Hashem. He builds an altar to God. That's the first thing, to say thank you to God. Thank you, God, for saving me. Now, you have to understand who Noach is. We are going to try and work on our imagination again. When we go out in the street, even at night now, we will see light, we will see people, we will see animals, dogs, cats, we will hear birds in the day, even more. Imagine to yourself coming out now from the door and there is nothing out. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Everything is deserted. Cars standing in the middle of the road.
No dogs. Like the world stopped.
No dogs. No birds, not even a sound of anything. Everything is dead quiet. What do you think you're going to feel this moment?
Terrible.
Would you think about bringing a sacrifice to God? God. Noach. That's the first thing he does. And I'm sure the picture was a terrible picture. To see the world that was destroyed. The whole destruction around. But still, he doesn't lose it. And that's what makes the question, how this tzaddik that knows exactly what to do all times goes then and plants a vineyard, is stealing, drinks wine, and drinks. It's a puzzle.
In fact, when he came out and he saw that the world just stopped, he had fear. Maybe he doubted it, that his worth, Hashem maybe didn't think enough of him. Maybe he thought it was the end of the world.
The end of the world was. Now it's the beginning of the world.
Yeah, but now he thought, maybe I'm finished. I brought this here and there's nothing here.
He's got the whole ark is full with animals and birds and everything.
But he has a job. I did it. We brought it.
Yes, but he has a job. He realizes he's got a job, and that's why he puts an altar and he brings a sacrifice to God and thanks God because he understands he's got a job. So I'm asking you, when you have this big job, that's what you do the first thing? Get shikur? It's a lesson for us to understand and realize that, first of all, Yetzer Hara is everywhere. Yeah. And you know, we can understand him also. You know, after all those days in the ark, and after all what happened, he really wanted a little L'chaim. But the Torah tells us that you have to be careful. We have to be careful. And even Noah, this tzaddik, did a mistake here. The mistake is not like to tell us that Noah is wrong. The mistake is to tell us that in every point in life there is a danger. Yetzer hara is all time with us. And this is what God is telling us after this sacrifice. What is God saying? Lo osif lekalel od et adama. I'm not going to curse the earth anymore. Ba'avur Adam, for the man. Ki yetzer lev Adam ra minu'orav. Because the heart of man is evil from his youth. So I want to ask you something. Why was the world destroyed?
Because the world was evil.
And why is he keeping the world? Because the world is evil. What's going on here? You destroy the world because it's evil. Now you keep the world because it's evil.
The man's heart is evil.
So why do we keep the world?
Because of Noah. I have enough faith in him to carry on.
In other words,
it's a challenge.
What
no?
is the chain? What has changed before the flood and after the flood?
It brought him nearer to Hashem.
What?
It will bring him nearer to Hashem. You know, we realize
You see, God wanted to create the world midat adin, judgment. But he saw the world cannot stand in judgment, so he put with the judgment mercy, chesed. And we learned from the first parak in Sefer Bereshit. But we're not going to go into it now. The point is that when we talk about this world and our task in life, that's exactly what we are. We have Etzer Hara and we have to fight it. The point is that before the flood, they had it too good and they didn't fight it. They went with it. Rakra, he says, it was only evil. There was no good. Everything was evil. So God said, that's not what I wanted. That's not why I created the world. But then he sees Noah, he says, oh, this is exactly what I want. I want somebody who can fight evil. Evil is there, and evil is going to stay there. But we have to fight evil. And this is our destination. That's why God gives us those petrol stations during the year. To get power to fight Yetzer Hara. To get power to go out to the street in the daily life. And fight Yetzer Hara. But if we do it all the time, fight Yetzer Hara, and we're not going to have any petrol station to fill up or power station to give us power to fight the fight.
Reinforce.
Exactly. That's the whole idea of the Chagim. That's why now is important. As we said, when you fill up the car in a petrol station, that's not why the car was created, to be filled in the petrol station. The car was created to move, to drive. But in order to drive, it needs petrol. And it's the same story is with us. We were built to drive around the world in the daily life and do the mitzvahs and take a glass of water and bench and elevate it and elevate everything, every earthly thing. But here and there, we're getting power cuts or we're losing power. So we need to go into a power station, a petrol station. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Simchas Torah.
But how can we put all the power stations together?
Because twice a year, you have every week you have a power station, Shabbos. Every week you have a petrol station on Shabbos. The point is that sometimes it's not enough the petrol station by itself. You need to have a treatment to the car. Yeah? 20,000 kilometers, you need a treatment. So every half year we have a special treatment. We have Pesach. And we have, of course, those are small treatments. We have small treatments, big treatments. You see, take the materialistic world, the physical world, and just learn from it. That's exactly what's happening. So we call it petrol station, power station. In the spiritual world, we call it Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Shabbos, and all the other Yomim Tovim.
Yeah, it's called reinforcement.
Exactly. So let us all hope that we got a lot of power through the holidays, and our body is full with petrol, and now we will show God how we drive carefully in the right, as the law tells us to drive, not too quickly, not too slow, and of course on the right way.
You see?
In the right way.
More deaths on the road.
And same, same.
In the Shalosh Regalim that they used to go by foot to Yerushalayim,
yes.
They used to go by foot.
Yes, yes.
Shalosh Regalim?
That's exactly because in Jerusalem, this the biggest petrol, the biggest power station. That's special power. That's why God wants you 3 times a year. You come here to this power station because all those other power stations they are not enough. This is a special power station.
And there is.
Yes. And Bezrat Hashem, we hope that this power station is going to be reopened very, very shortly. We should all have a good winter.